Hey, Yael, I know how California can solve its drought problem.
Well, Don, more rain would help.
Or they could build a pipeline to Alaska. There's plenty of fresh water there.
I'm sure the Alaskans want to keep their own fresh water.
Not along the southern Alaska coast. Combining satellite technology and land-based monitoring equipment, scientists measured freshwater runoff into the Gulf of Alaska for 6 years, from 2003 to 2009. A combination of rain, snow, and melting glaciers produced an average of almost 200 cubic miles of water per year. In this case, glaciers contributed about 13.5 cubic miles of water a year to the total.
That sounds like a lot of water.
It is. If you collected all the water running off that one region, it would make a river 4 times larger than the Yukon River, which crosses Alaska and Canada. It would be about half the size of the Mississippi River, which drains water from an area 6 times as large and covers 31 states.
Wow. Doesn't that affect the Gulf of Alaska?
Yes. When freshwater enters the saltwater ocean, it can have an impact on temperature and salinity, which in turn affects all kinds of marine organisms. The freshwater can even influence ocean currents and sea level.
Don't the movements of ocean currents affect the climate, too?
Yes, they do, and not just in Alaska. Changes in ocean circulation could eventually change the climate of the entire West Coast, making California warmer and possibly even drier than it is today.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.